glad to hear your voice. How are you?
Good, sir. With Harry retiring, looks like I'll be chairman of finance.
Yes, sir.
I want you to know that I'm your friend. I think you'll find it going a little easier with your program board than it used to be.
Russell, you've always been my friend. I'm a long man. I was brought up in the right way, and if once in a while you get off, why, it'll be because you've followed some other philosophy besides the long philosophy.
Sounds like you have a cold, Mr. President.
No. No, I'm feeling pretty good. I guess I'll go back Sunday. I'm getting a little strength back. Still a lot weaker than I want to be, but I feel good, my friend.
Well, that's just great. Somebody asked me if what I thought about being, if I was going to resign as assistant majority leader, and I told him, well, I don't know. My reaction would be that President Johnson cared about twice that workload, but my thought also is that, as a fact of the matter, I have been doing both those jobs anyhow during the last year.
I wouldn't think of it. I wouldn't even mention it. Wouldn't let anybody know it. I was chairman of the Space Committee, and when the time when we were writing all the space bills and having to have hearings all the time on Sputniks and everything else, and then I was majority leader. And you, if they raise a question with you, I'd say, of course not. I haven't given any thought to it at all. I've been doing this work right along, and I don't think it. I could work any harder on finance matters than I've been working.
Well, the practical matter, Mr. President, if I neglected one of the two last year, it had to be the assistant majority leader job, because I never missed the finance committee. I'm sitting there all the time, because that's where you're having your biggest trouble getting
through. That's right. You never neglected anything. You did a wonderful job. I give you an A+. You're about the best I had, too. I know that, too. And I you got a lot of good precedence for it. You just, I was chairman of the Space Committee, one of the 15, just like finance, when I was majority leader, so that's all you need.
Well, the job you had is about 10 times as tough as being the assistant leader. I found that out from all practical experience. But I look forward to working with you, Mr. President. I'll be calling you time I get back up there. I just wanted to touch base with you.
What are your plans between now
and and I want to thank you for signing that Betsy bill. You've just been great to us.
What?
You appreciate it.
What are your plans between now and January?
Well, I'm going to do some politicking, get out of all these rednecks, and try to get a few of these Q clubs off my back. And but I'm not in bad shape to the point I can figure out. I think I'd get about 65% of the votes if we ran right now. But I just want to get a little stronger than that, because I've been stronger than that before down here.
Well, that's wonderful. Now let me know if I can help you, Russell.
Thank you so much, Mr. President.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, and give Kathleen my love.
I'll sure do it. Thank you. Big Lady Bird.